Tuesday's ballot question in the city of Milwaukee asks whether employers should have to offer full-time workers between 5 and 9 paid sick days per year, depending on the size of the business. Supporters have brought up several arguments in favor of the referendum, including that paid sick leave protects public health by allowing parents to stay home when they're sick or a dependent is ill. Vanessa Yanis of the American Lung Association of Wisconsin says the paid time off would especially help some racial minorities.
We know that communities of color are more likely to be impacted by diseases like asthma, and they're less likely to have access to paid sick days.
Clarine Anderson is with the Black Health Coalition. She says despite the preference of Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett that the federal government mandate paid sick leave, Milwaukee can't wait for Congress to act.
Public health is a local issue, and we need local government at all levels to stand up and be vocal and vigilant about this and make changes and not wait for it to happen on a federal level.
But the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce continues to oppose the referendum. Spokesman Steve Boss.
No one's against sick leave, but what should happen is it shouldn't be mandated in a one-size-fits-all fashion by the government.
Boss says Milwaukee companies are spreading the word to their employees about the negatives of the referendum. Supporters of the ballot question have mailed postcards to many city residents, paid for radio ads, and plan to go door to door this weekend. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.